said in the morning, a lot of people felt sleepy or dizzy. It's kind of gloomy in here. Try to be aware, be conscious. Don't let the dizziness take over you. In the morning, this illusions turn. In the afternoon, people tend to be, well, it's anger can take over you easily. In the evening, this desire turn to take over you. Your mind is restless now because you didn't get enough sleep. Or if there are a lot of desire, then your mind tends to be restless too. So make sure you have a good rest. If you want to have a really good rest, well, you can do samadhi. With samadhi, the mind can take a rest and develop wisdom. The mind can do all sorts of things. It can preach you, it can teach you Dharma too. The mind is really something amazing. It can do all sort of thing. You couldn't imagine how much it can do. It has power too. The well-trained mind brings you happiness. Untrained minds tend to go down, sink down, deteriorate, because it gets used to all the defilements. So without practicing Dhamma, you grow up with, so without practicing, you are like useless. Your mind will not be developed. If you are practicing Dhamma, your mind will be well developed. It shows those that practice, it really shows physically. You'll look brighter and brighter if you practice. It's physics. There's no other religion that's like Buddhism. The mind can develop all by itself under the principle that the Buddha teaches. We are not the Buddha. We could not learn by ourselves. We have to learn from him. And those, some learn by becoming a monk. And the Bodhisattva, the one who determined to be a Buddha in other lives, they don't necessarily have to become a monk. They could be ordinary people. Like a Buddha in other lives. He didn't want to become a monk. His friend asked him to become a monk. He didn't want to because he wanted to learn by himself. His friend tried to persuade him to go listen to the Buddha. One day when he was bathing in a river, his friend pulled his hair, trying to get him to go listen to the Buddha. So he eventually thought that there must be something good. His friend of different class touched him and tried to drag him to listen to the Buddha. So he eventually went to listen to the Buddha, and his mind started to learn. And be more respectful to Dhamma. So we all have to fight. Other great master, other great monks, their mind become very bright. They all had to fight a lot to learn Dhamma. Some meditated by walking in a forest, meditating in a forest. They got starved sometimes, getting lost in the forest, but they all fight. I too learn from many great masters. Most of them are in the northeastern part of Thailand or either in the north of Thailand. I had to take many buses to get to them, to get to learn Dhamma. But in our time, in my time, it was more comfortable than the great master's time, because most great master, they had to walk from provinces to another provinces, a great distance to learn from the other masters. Like Longpo Thet, for example, he tried to find Longpu Man, another great master. He couldn't find him. It's hard to really find one great master in those times. All he knew was that the Longpu Man was in the northern part of Thailand. So trying to find a great master in a forest, walking in a forest, is hard. It's really hard. Some got lost and went all the way to Myanmar. So these days, really easy. You can listen to Dhamma on the internet. There are a lot of CDs and books. So it's way too easy. So you guys are very weak because you didn't have to fight for Dhamma. If you have to fight for something, that thing becomes valuable. But even if it is easy to find Dhamma, to listen to Dhamma, but practicing is really hard. For example, honoring the five precepts is hard. But most of you guys couldn't get away with the fourth precept, which is not lying or not talking nonsense. So most of you failed in this category. But if you have sati or samadhi, then it would be easy. But you're getting better. Most of you guys are getting better. Oh, it has been so many years now. I scolded you. I teach you. He taught us for many years. He scolded us for many years. But we have to be patient. Be patient in learning Dhamma. Our master told us to practice, and we practice. Just do whatever the master said. He told us to honor the five precepts, then we do so. Hong Pao said he's not clever, he's not the smart one, but he's fortunate to have many great masters teaching him. Each of the masters are good in certain things because they all practice using different approach. So all we have to do now is be patient. Practice. If we let it go by not practicing, then we'll just sink down. If you know how to practice, we have to practice. So comparing two people who started at the same time, one practiced, one didn't practice, now they will be very different. One who didn't practice will be full of defilements. His mind will be weak. I compare myself to my other junior friend who started practicing at the same time. Some 30 years ago, we used to be in the same level. He used to become a monk some 30 years ago, but then he resigned from that state and become just ordinary people. In the beginning, my master didn't want him to resign from being a monk. He asked Long Pu whether whether ordinary people could practice Dhamma. Long Pu knew what he was after. So he kind of scolded him, telling him that, by not becoming a monk, by not being a monk, it would be hard. So now we are different, we are very different. He still wants to be born. If we let our mind go with the defilements, it will get worse and worse. Now that we are healthy and strong, we can still fight. Later, when our body is getting weak, our mind is getting weak, we couldn't fight then. Now he said everybody's getting dizzy and sleepy. Because sleepiness took over most of us now. the defilement never stop working. If you stop practicing, you will lose. So you have to do the cause. But if you didn't do anything and want the result, then you will get nothing. You want to be free from suffering. You keep asking or preaching or praying that you want it to be free, but you didn't do anything, then that's not going to happen. So be patient. The years, times go by very fast. We didn't know how many years we have left. Our death is uncertain. We didn't know when our times will come. So make use of every moment. When you wake up in the morning, be aware of things that comes up. Observe the body that is breathing. Notice or observe the mind when you wake up. Is it bright? Is it dizzy? When you wake up, it should be like you turn on the switch. It should be bright. If your mind is strong enough, if you practice correctly. But you have to practice for this. You have to train yourself for this every day. Most of you who attend a course are not new, are not a newcomer. Dhamma can help you in many aspects. There's one doctor in Lampang. He was diagnosed with cancer, the last stage. Now he's on chemotherapy. But his body did not respond to the therapy. So one day he prayed that if he had some merit left, he didn't want to get chemotherapy on the day that Dong Pa came to Lampang. So on that day, he didn't have to get chemotherapy. He had enough energy to come to listen to Dong Pa. So Dhamma helps you. No, Dhamma could help you. So he came, when I was there, he came to greet me, but he didn't look so well. He took me to the seminar room. He walked me through the room. I should have been the one who walked him to the room because he didn't have enough energy. This year he invited me to go to Lampang again. Kuba Ad called and make sure that he's still alive, because he invited Longpo to go there again. So we just received great news that he recovered from his cancer. He no longer had cancer, actually. So keep practicing. If you stay in this world, and if you face some, if you have to encounter like accidents or other things, other bad things, Dhamma might help you at that time. Like Dr. Bo, for example, her car used to crash, but she had very good sati. She could get away with it without hurt, getting hurt. So when the time comes, you can help yourself. The Dhamma could help you. The well-trained mind has power and energy. This power can be used to help you. So this doctor, he wanted to host the Dhamma talk. He said it doesn't matter if he died that day. He wanted to come to be the host of the Dhamma talk that day. So that's a lot. That's a good thing that he did, a very great thing that he did. So practice. The first instant you wake up in the morning, some practice, and the husband persuade the wife to go to the temple. Oh, at the end, she found out that he had an affair, so that's why he persuaded the wife to come to Dhamma. But the wife who came here, on the other hand, she got to listen to Dhamma, so she was okay with it. The mind could accept the truth. The husband is something uncontrollable. The mind accept that fact. So it didn't suffer. The mind didn't suffer. The Buddha taught us to see the truth, how to see the truth, the fact about this life. Learned about this body and mind, the truth about this body and mind. It's not difficult to know this body and mind. Everybody can do it. It's not a mystery. Can you feel that you're sitting right now? Who knows? It's the mind that knows, that acknowledge the body that is sitting. When there's pain in the body, our mind is the one who is aware of the pain that occurs in the body. The mind could escape through the eyes, ears, and just be aware. Acknowledge things as it is. Do not control it. This body is here all the time. Without sati, then you will not be aware of this body. the mind or the body disappear then when you don't have sati. Suffering or happiness is there all the time. All you need to do is be aware when it arises. But do not observe them like a guard. Who here are happy? Who here suffers? Who's indifferent? See now, right now and a minute ago, your mind are different. So be aware of things as they are. Be aware of the emotions or any emotion that arises. Suffering occurs, but there are many levels of suffering. It could get elevated or fade away. But all you need to do, all you need to know is that it's not at the same level all the time. You don't have to measure it. So these things shows uncertainty. There's many levels of suffering or happiness. So you have to be interested in practicing. Do not control your mind. Use this neutral mind to be aware. The change in bodies, the change in this body and mind. Oh, this is the important principle. Most meditators all try to alter the body and mind. Like when the phone ring just a second ago, is your mind happy or sad or annoyed? Can you control it? No, we cannot control it. So you have to turn off your ringtone because people could get annoyed. Okay, now it's time for breakfast.